Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 154, How to Help Negative People, part 2, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to OLD Relationships. I'm your host, Joss Marie, and this is the show where we gather content from a variety of the best relationship blogs and authors out there. With permission from the authors, I cover dating, marriage, family, and pretty much anything else relationship-based. As my family and friends surround me on this occasion, I want to take a moment to say what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my selfless and super financially responsible husband. I'm grateful for my silly and larger-than-life 19-month-old, my parents, siblings, friends, and all the yummy food we have to choose from. Especially my personal faves, which happen to be homemade stuffing and sweet potato casserole. Also, I pray that wherever you are today, that you may also be surrounded by love and laughter on this Thanksgiving. If nothing else, I hope you enjoyed this post. Today, I have the second part of a 2-part post by Steve Pavlina. So make sure, if you're new here, that you listen to yesterday's episode first to hear part 1. If you haven't already, that's episode 153. And without further ado, let's hear the second part of Steve's post and continue optimizing your life. How to Help Negative People, Part 2, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Throw. If the person is a bit farther out in the sea of negativity, you might not be able to reach him directly. Perhaps he refuses your initial attempts to help him. Maybe he's in denial of the problem, even though it's obvious to everyone else. In this situation, you can try a more indirect approach by throwing him a life preserver. Ask a mutual friend or family member to intervene. Send the person a book or CD you think may help. Write him a card or letter to remind him that you care. You can even use cards and letters with someone who lives with you, which often works well when verbal discussions are too easily derailed. Get creative or do something humorous to help interrupt his negative pattern and bring him back to the table. For example, record a personal audio message and sneak it onto his iPod. If your first throw doesn't work, keep tossing until the person grabs on. But if the attempts begin to wear you out, you can make one final toss and say, "That's it. Either you grab the life preserver or I'm cutting you off." Sometimes an ultimatum is the only way to get the person's attention, but don't use them unless your other attempts fail. Many years ago, one of my wife's friends was in a destructive downward spiral, frequently hurting herself and others. After various attempts at trying to help her, my wife decided to write her a long letter. In that letter, she expressed her feelings about this woman's destructive behavior, offered the best advice she could, and said that their friendship had to end as a result of this woman's choices. My wife realized she had to let this friendship go, but she attempted to toss one final life preserver in the form of that letter. For years, we never heard from that woman again. And then, out of the blue, she contacted my wife again. The woman relayed how my wife's letter had a powerful transformative impact on her. It made her take a hard look at herself and became the impetus for turning her life around. Even though her initial reaction to the letter was far from positive, in the long run, she was grateful for it. But sometimes your best throws still aren't enough, and in that case, you may decide to row. when people just won't grab the lines you toss them, but you aren't ready to give up on them yet, you can hop into a boat and row out to help them. This is known as an intervention. You put together a bunch of positive people who will reinforce each other and keep the group's energy high. Then you go visit the negative person and use your combined positive energy to help to lift him out of the water. Cast the light of awareness on what he's doing to himself and offer him all the combined help, resources, and assistance you can muster. Just like a rowboat keeps you safe, a cadre of positive people will keep your energy from being drained by the negative person. This is especially important if the negative person is surrounded by other negative people and you need a powerful wedge to break them free. If you go by yourself, you may not have nearly enough leverage, a common problem, especially when drugs or alcohol are involved. Someone I know started doing cocaine many years ago. A casual user at first, this habit soon got the better of him. He gradually went into debt to feed his addiction. Once he'd exhausted his own sources of credit, he secretly applied for more credit in his wife's name and ruined her credit rating without her knowledge. His behavior became manic, his career went downhill, and pretty soon all his deceptions came crashing down around him. Eventually, he decided to go to rehab, and while he was there, his wife left him and sold many of their possessions. He had hit rock bottom, but then a rowboat showed up in the form of Alcoholics Anonymous. He started going to meetings daily and got a sponsor. AA really helped him turn his life around. He swore off drugs and alcohol, got a new job, worked his way out of debt, and is now happily engaged. It took him years to fully recover, and I know it wasn't easy for him, but he did it. We are fortunate to live in a world full of rowboats. No matter how dark things get, there's always hope. Many people on this planet work to help people who need it the most. But for some people, even rowboats aren't enough. And that's when you might decide to go. As a last resort, you can consider working one-on-one with the person yourself to help lift them out of their negativity. For this to work, you must be very conscious of your own state and possess the ability to keep your energy positive even when surrounded by negativity. Not many people are able to do this successfully. As with trying to rescue a drowning victim, there is a risk involved with this approach. If you try to rescue someone without being at a high enough level of consciousness yourself, you may very well be sucked down into his negativity. Many abusive relationships begin this way. You hear someone's sad story and feel sorry for him, which hooks your energy into his negativity and gives him the means to control you. Remember that you can't help someone by drowning yourself in the process. If you want to help someone who's drowning in negativity, your primary responsibility is to keep yourself safe at all times. This requires a delicate combination of genuine caring and detached awareness. Remember that even Jesus had his apostles to assist him. I'd imagine that when you surround yourself with a 12-pack of friends who believe you're the greatest thing since sliced manna, you can successfully deal with tremendous challenges without being sucked into the pit of despair yourself. If you're capable of directly helping the most deeply negative people one-on-one, then you've already earned the Lifeguard of Consciousness merit badge. If that's the case, then I don't have any specific advice for you, except to say that I honor and salute the work you're doing, and hope that your life becomes ever more joyful, rewarding, and heart-centered. Pray. If all else fails and you don't have the capacity to help the person through human means, you always have the option of asking for divine help. You can do this through prayer or through focusing your interventions on bringing help to that person, whichever you feel is more congruent with your beliefs. The important thing is simply that you focus your thoughts on sending help. Because we all have free will, you won't always be able to help someone who refuses to accept your assistance. It's important to release your attachment to any particular outcome and remain open to all possibilities, even if the person is very close to you. If you become too attached to specific outcomes, you'll drag your own awareness down, drain your energy, and ultimately diminish your capacity to help. Remember that you cannot help a victim by becoming one yourself. Sometimes, the best thing you can do is to let go with love and have faith that everything will turn out for the best. turn your attention to helping those you're able to help. As a consequence of the work my wife and I do, we occasionally receive pleas for help from people who are very depressed and occasionally suicidal, as well as from their friends and family. We don't have the capacity to help all of these people directly. That would take more energy than we have available to give. But through our writing and audio recordings, as well as our prayers and intentions, we do our best to help such people remember that we're all connected, we're all safe, and we always have the freedom to choose love instead of fear, regardless of circumstances. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Help Negative People, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Thank you so much to Steve for letting us share this post with you. And again, happy Thanksgiving wherever you are. I hope you get your fair share of turkey. And remember to come on back again tomorrow to hear a post from familyoptimized.com, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.